If you want a little show and you don't know where to go, put on your headphones and hit the mark.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Hit the Mark with Mark Levy. This is your host, Mark Levy. And of course, since I forgot last time, giant thank you to Georgia Hudson and James Volta. Both were great episodes. I loved recording them and you guys seem to be really enjoying them. This is New Year's week. We've survived, I hope, 2014. It's been a fucking terrible year for a third of it for me, but that's a different story altogether. Went through the worst depression of my entire life, but you know what? I'm through it. And hopefully better and different person. We don't know. You know what? I mean, guys, this is New Year's week. Think about your life. Think about what you did wrong and think about how you can do better for 2015. 2015, I'm turning 30. That's going to be fun. That's a big number. That's a bigger number than my current number. but, you know, I mean, it's all exciting. It's all good. A lot of great things are happening. And, you might have seen me on the interwebs with a future guest on their website where I'm about to murder and then very happy afterwards. You'll hear more about that maybe today. I don't know. But you'll hear it probably within a month or so because that person's on my, super short list. That's a different story altogether. Of course, there's so many ways to support the show. I mean, oh my God, there's so many ways. You go to iTunes, you can rate us, review us, give us a 5-star review if you'd like. Today's free t-shirt quote, since I've still not done it and I'm determined to give away a free t-shirt. I love listening to Hit the Mark while flying on an airplane. So if you take a 5-star, if you write a 5-star review, take a photo of you with your iTunes, like give me a thumbs up, email hchampod@gmail.com, you'll get yourself a free Hit the Mark t-shirt with that exact quote. I'm not repeating the quote because you know what? I mean, you could go back and I said it, so, you know, whatever. That's how it goes. That's my podcast, my rules. There's got to be some weird rules to win a free t-shirt. of course, then it goes Zazzle. We have a store there. Buy shirts, hats, mugs, whatever you want. If it's not there and you want it, let me know, and I will get it there for you. I'm even sure I can make a Hit the Mark condom. That would be interesting. You know what? I'm going to look into Hit the Mark condoms. Yeah, I just realized I'm going to look into Hit the Mark condoms. I'm very excited about that. oh, boy. But the condom's just going to be my face, not the logo for the...
Yes.
Okay, I'm laughing at my own jokes. This is bad. But I always do that. okay, and of course, there is another way to support the show. Go to hitthemark.podomatic.com. You will see a PayPal button on the side of all almost 200 episodes of the show. You know, we can donate as much or as little as you want. And it supports the show. You know, it's a free show. It'll always be a free show. Got my beautiful, small, dedicated fan base, listenership. And very excited to see people and hear from people. Even ran into someone at Trader Joe's the other day. That was fun. But that's a different story altogether. So today's guest is Morgan Miller. We'll be talking to her very, very shortly. I'm going to do a very quick film review. Which is really funny considering it's part 3 of a very, very long series. I saw The Hobbit. Which is, oddly enough, by far the shortest of the 6 Lord of the Rings movies. Weirdest fact of everything, out of all 6 Lord of the Rings movies, the first one I fully stayed awake. That doesn't mean I like it less or more, even though, I mean, it's better than Hobbit Part 1 and Lord of the Rings Part 2. But that's a different story altogether. I enjoyed it. I mean, it felt like the third act of a movie just for 2 hours, which is fine. I really don't like the character Thorin Thorin. I don't think he's that interesting of a character, honestly. I thought he was kind of boring in the movie. Excuse me. But I did see it in IMAX 3D and high frame rate, which is a fun way to watch the movie. I feel like it was just all, like, decline, which makes sense, because it's a 300-page book, and the movie probably takes up about, like, 60 pages of the book, I'm assuming. But the action was great. The special effects were great. It hits the mark in the most basic way possible. Like, it's so close to not hitting the mark, but it hits the mark. Because I enjoyed it. And that's why you should see a movie in the holidays. Or anytime. So it hits the mark. Sorry if it sounded like a little thunker of a review. But honestly, The Hobbit Part 2 I actually like better than Part 1 and Part 3. So, which is weird, because part two is all, I don't know. But it's like everything I remember from the anime movie as a kid. But three was fun. Alright, so enough rambling with that. Today's guest, you know her from UCB Team Smalls and also previously Detroit. She's part of Mike and Morgan comedy. She is a fucking brilliant comedian. I have so much admiration for her. And I'm thrilled to have her finally on the show to close that 2014. Morgan Miller, how are you?
Oh my god, I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having me at your apartment.
It was super interesting to see you rant like that.
Yeah?
It's very cool. It's cool to see a person's mind just work as they ramble.
Well, I mean, I'm a big, like, I used to, like, constantly take notes during the podcast. And, like, I realized I can remember everything I need to remember.
Yeah.
And just, because I feel like this podcast is such a conversation, why not treat it fully as a conversation?
It's great. I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Very good beginning to the show. And I'm so excited to be on it. This is so great. I know you've been wanting to have me, and I've been wanting to be on it.
Yeah.
I think you're a super cool guy, great comedian, fun to have a conversation with. Definitely.
Thank you. I'm really excited about this. Because, like, we've had good conversations, but I feel like they've always been good short conversations. And, like, that's another thing I like about this podcast. You get to, like, meet, like, really meet friends.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, it's just you and me in this room. And there's, I love the peaches above your head.
There's peach painting behind my head, everyone who's listening.
Yeah.
That they a little bit look like butts.
Kind of. It definitely has a little bit of a Sir Mix-a-Lot feel to it, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of Sir Mix-a-Lot butts here, but they are peaches, you know, and people ask me about that because it is a big staple in my apartment, and I don't know about it. It's my roommates, I know nothing about it.
Oh, okay.
So, I can't give you the full lowdown, but I do enjoy it, and it is a weird staple piece to have in our New York apartment, but I love it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then she drew that one behind you, we have a couple weird ones over
She's
there.
A really good artist, isn't she?
She's a very good artist, yeah.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So how are you doing on this disgusting Tuesday?
I
forgot what day it was. Wow. Right.
I know. Well, when it's the holidays, you never know.
Yeah.
What day it is.
I just know that I work at 4:30 today. It's all I know.
Yeah. There you go. It's Tuesday. It's good. I'm going home to Denver to see my family, which I'm so excited about.
The whole Miller clan's going to be there?
My brother will not. He's spending it with his fiance, but I will be with my brother for New Year's, so that's good. And
Wait, are you going to be in, like, Denver the whole, like, for, like 10 days or something?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Denver for, like, 10 days, and then I'm going to San Diego. Opening for my brother in San Diego.
Which you guys got to buy tickets for. That'll be on New Year's Eve, you said,
San Diego. And I think that's on his website. Should be on mine soon. I haven't looked up the venue yet.
And I love your website, too.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I made it myself.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I'm very proud of it.
It's good. You should be. It's a great website.
Thank you very much. MorganMillerComedy.com. It's got all my stuff on there.
Yeah.
Some fun hot dog costume pics.
Yeah. There's only a good fun hot dog costume photo.
Love a good hot dog costume.
It's this could be such a stupid thing, but I think a hot dog costume is like the best kind of food costume there is.
It's really great. It really fits me personally. I enjoy wearing it. Well, 2 years ago was a sexy hot dog for Christmas. I mean, for Halloween.
Okay.
And then I was...
What's a sexy hot... Is that like a hot dog cleavage cutout?
It's a hot dog wearing lingerie over the costume.
Oh, okay.
And some fishnet tights.
Okay.
And then I was a hot dog Santa Claus for Christmas last year, for, like, SantaCon.
Nice.
So I wear it as often as I can.
Oh, wait, you did SantaCon?
I have done SantaCon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had anyone admit that before.
Yeah, it's terrible, right?
I'm not judging you.
You are a little bit.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I am. I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just saying, like, wow, okay.
I hate it now. But,
well, I mean, you live in the village.
I live in the village.
Yeah. So I imagine, it'd be terrible.
It's pretty awful around here. But a little fun fact about me to the listeners, I went to Duke University. I was in a sorority. So I kind of have this background of, kind of douchey frat guy party in me. For a couple years I did SantaCon, but now I see why everyone hates it. It's a terrible, awful thing. I never, did the actual, go to the bars where everyone's going. I like to dress up. Anytime I have a...
I mean, that's part of SantaCon. Well, I was doing, research on SantaCon, because there was so much, backlash on it this year. I was like interested in like the history of it.
Yeah.
And I like went on Wikipedia and so like it started off as like people dressed up as Santa giving like gifts to charities. Right. And then drinking afterwards. And then of course like that, like the drinking afterwards became just drinking.
Yeah.
And not charity.
And it's just become like the crowd is very douchey and like it, people are just fighting. Yeah. And like it's just when I did it, it was fun. It just seemed fun. It was like a reason to dress up and drink with your friends and enjoy the holidays.
Yeah.
But now it's like massive and corporate and terrible.
Corporate?
Yeah, because it's so like corporately like, I don't know. I feel like everyone who does it is like a banker. I guess that's what I mean by corporate.
It's okay, like, okay.
All the fucking, yeah. Yeah, but they're all like banker douches. But like, those are, like, all my friends from Duke are now doing that, you know, so...
No, I understand, like, because I went to University of Florida, which is also a fairly douchey school.
Yeah.
Granted, I was only, like, for, like, 2 years with finishing my diploma in the theater program, so, like...
That's great.
But, like, still, like, I know of people that are, like, in that hardcore douche realm.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I played lacrosse at Duke, so, like, I knew all the lacrosse dudes.
Oh, Jesus.
Dudes. Yeah, so I was in the crowd that was, like, athletic and, like...
Yeah.
Like, the lax guys were just, like, bro-y, you know, but I mean, I had so much fun. I loved Duke, like, and I loved being in a sorority. I loved, like, going to frat parties. Like,
yeah.
That was just really fun for me, and, like, now that I'm a comedian, it's, like, that's my fun party world is with these comics.
Oh, my God.
It's much more interesting and dynamic.
And, like, you, like the crowd you hang out with are, like, some of the best people, like, in the city.
Yeah,
like, human being-wise. Like,
yeah.
Really funny, good people.
Mm-hmm.
So...
It's unbelievable. I was actually talking to one of my sorority friends, one of my best friends, Amy, and it's incredibly hard to make new friends as an adult.
It's a little scary, yeah.
But in the comedy world, it's not, because especially at UCB, like, I felt so blessed and, like, felt awesome to be a part of such a community.
Yeah.
That you can make friends as an adult. Like, my
yeah.
writing partner and best friend, Mike Kelton, who is just... the angel.
He's
on
a great dude. Really great dude.
Yeah. He
go
is,
to his website, guys.
Go to his website.
MikeKelton.com. That's all we're going to say about that. But continue with that.
Yeah, so it's just Mike and I met 3 years ago. So we met when I was like 23.
Yeah.
And to make like a lifelong best friend at age 23 is like, I think, uncommon.
Yeah.
Unless you're a comedian and you like are doing more. Or like theater, I think, also.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like anything like, in the friendly performing arts realm.
Exactly.
Granted, theater is not really under the friendly performing arts realm. It is, like, in the performing arts realm, though, but...
Yeah.
I mean, because theater can be really, really evil.
Yeah.
Which I hate saying that because I'm an actor.
Right.
And I love theater, but theater can be really tough in that regard.
Yeah. I mean, all the business is really tough, but I also think when your work is a creative, like, collaboration with, like,
exactly.
a unit, it's
yeah.
more... You're more... apt to make friends in that world
I mean,
than you are if you're,
yeah.
you know.
It's like the whole like, ensemble thing, you know,
yeah.
like as an improv team, a theater company, stuff
right.
like that, you know, like that's the idea of an ensemble.
Right.
Instead of being like, I by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in a cubicle, doing whatever.
Playing solitaire while...
Playing solitaire.
I don't know what people in cubicles do at work. All I know is that like...
they watch YouTube videos.
That's what it sounds like. Like, that's what it was. I mean, I've never had a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah. I've
been very lucky in that regard.
That's great.
I've never let myself do that.
That's great.
I mean, I moved out, like, yeah, I've had a lot of shitty jobs.
Sure.
But never a cubicle job, because I don't think I'd be able to survive that.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes. I was a receptionist at a hedge fund and, like, office manager.
Okay.
For, like, a year and a half. And I got paid a ridiculous amount to do nothing, to watch YouTube videos, to, you know, send, like, 3 FedExes a day, but, like, be at a desk 8:30 to 5 every day. And then I would go straight from work to Mike's and do comedy
yeah.
until, like, 12 or 1. And it is so
That's so
exhausting.
Brutal.
It's insane. But I saved a lot of money doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Like, I saved so much money that then I was able to quit, and I've been able to live off of savings now, and I'm doing... Torco, which pays a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like you guys have been, like, destroying in Torco.
Oh, it is the most fun improv in the world. It's so great. It's so free, and it's so... The audience are so excited
yeah.
to see you and be there.
For those who don't know, which I think a lot of people might know, listen to the show, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
UCB, Torco is part of UCB. It's the touring company. Morgan's been out since, what, like,
6 months?
6 months?
Maybe not even.
Yeah, because I think, like August or so,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Because that's, like, when they, like, added, like, a whole new, like, yeah. list, like, because it became very much, like, improv team related instead of, like, here's some random people that we, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And who's on your team?
So on my team is, well, we've had a bunch of changes lately. So now right. my team for January is Yoni Lotan.
So funny. I just met him this past week.
The best.
I've known of him for a while, but like, I met him at Gethard Show this past week, and like he had me crying with laughter.
Oh,
nice dude.
He is the nicest, most genuine, amazing comedian who knows his voice so well.
Yeah.
You know, if you watch his YouTube videos, he's had a couple ones go viral, but he just is so himself, and that's what I love about Yoni. He's a very good improviser, a really great dude, super funny, and going to be super successful. So it's him, Keaton, Patty, and Stefan.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Both those people, just listen to their episodes.
Yeah.
Keaton, Patty, Stefan, Short, both great episodes, and great dudes.
Both good dudes. Stefan's a fact man, he knows everything about everything.
He really does. Like, I remember, like, when I first met him, like, I'm like, because we met in Chelsea Clark's Advanced Study.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this guy's got to be really funny.
Yeah.
And then, oh my god, this guy is a brilliant, brilliant man. And
he is.
Insane.
He is. Yeah, he's insane. It's a fun crew. It's great. We, are very wild. It's good to have Keaton there to help straight man.
Yeah, I'm like, because I was like thinking, like, who's the straight man?
Yeah, that there isn't one really, because Keaton can be just as insane.
As you end up having to be the straight man, when you're one of the most insane people I've ever seen on stage.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. But I love being a straight man too, but yeah, I prefer to be insane.
Oh, it's so much fun. I'd rather be insane than be the straight yeah. man. Like, I mean, watching what I like to call the Morgan Miller block at DCM this year was one of my favorite things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, thank you so much. That was nuts.
Honestly, like, I still perfectly remember the DCM bitch show.
Yeah, that Mike Kelton and I.
Yeah, that was, I was crying with laughter for, I think, like, 8 minutes of that.
Oh, God, you're such a gem, Mark. Thank you so much. That was one of the most fun times I've ever done in my life. It's really silly.
But you were getting mad at the audience.
Oh, my God.
Were you getting mad at the audience, or was that, like,
part of the bit?
Okay.
I think. Yeah. But, you know, what happens at DCM should probably stay at DCM.
Yeah.
But,
unless it's, like, the most insane thing ever. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, people talk about people drinking piss at DCM.
Yeah.
Self, I mean, I'm not saying the person's name, even though I know who it is. I think you even know who drank their own piss.
No, I heard about it, but
you know what? If you guys go back to about, like, episode, somewhere in the 80s or 90s, you're going to know who it is.
There you go.
Because we talk about it in one of those episodes.
There you go.
Ooh.
Oh,
serious
go
plug.
Back.
Yeah.
Go back.
Uh-huh. So, I have a weird question, because,
sure.
like, you know, it's New Year's week.
Yeah.
How was your 2014?
My 2014 was awesome. I am so excited about 2015 because
uh-huh.
I think this was a cool year to set up for, like, some pretty big, like, career moves, I think,
that's
gonna
great.
Happen
yeah.
in 2015. I just think I worked really, really hard. I put a lot of my own stuff
yeah.
out this year. I booked some really fun stuff, and I think it's just, like, setting me up to, like, get management and hopefully, like, start auditioning and book some TV stuff.
Yeah.
In the new year. So I'm excited. I'm just, like, I think 2014 was a really great year. I was in, like, a really healthy... I'm still in a very healthy relationship.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of it switching medications, and so, like, did go through some depression as well.
Uh-huh.
But kind of pulled through that, and it just... I look back on it very fondly. I think 2014 was a really, really good year. And I'm proud of the work I've done, which is, like, cool.
It's weird, like, because I'm making... Like, because most 2014 really wasn't that bad for me.
Yeah.
It's just, like, my birth month, like, of August was atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the worst depression of my entire life. Like, before the month ended, before the month started, like, right before the month started, I don't even remember feeling, whatever, fuck it. Like, my roommate moved out without letting me know and stuff like that. Like, just a whole, like, a perfect storm of a lot of bad things
sure,
happened.
When it rains, it pours.
And it got really bad.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, there's a lot of also exciting things that happened, you know? Like, I broke my first spank that got up at UCB, stuff like that,
that's
you know?
That's awesome, dude.
And, like, a lot of other exciting things, so.
That's so exciting. That's a huge feat that you should look on really
yeah, quickly. And, like, that show is not necessarily done yet. I mean, I'm submitting it to the Fringe, so.
Great.
In a longer version, and, you know.
Great.
And there's a lot of exciting things happening that I really don't, I can't really talk about. But yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you, years are so long that they can be horrible and wonderful.
At the same time, yeah.
So, you know, take the year for what it was, but be definitely reflect fondly on the good stuff for sure.
I mean, a year, almost a year ago right now, in two weeks or so is the year anniversary of like when I did the PodFest, which was one of the most fun hours of my entire life.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah.
That's really great.
That was cool. And also, if anybody wants to have the show at a live podcast festival, please let me know. I'll do it anywhere.
Yeah.
That's not even a joke at all. Like, that was great having Dave Hill on the show, yeah.
Yeah, that's really fun.
And I got Morgan Miller.
Of course.
I've wanted you on the show for so long, even before I even, like, knew who you were, like, at all.
Oh, well, thank you very
because, like, I'm like, this girl's, like, so fucking funny.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
It's true. I mean, it really is true.
Thank
like,
you very much.
Yeah. So, like, let's, like, dive into, like, everything, okay? So,
okay, great.
What was, like, your big comedy acting inspirations growing up?
Steve Martin is my, the comedy guru that my brother and I looked up to more than anything. I have is two of his records hanging up in my room. And
which I totally see that, like, from what I know about you and what I know about your brother's comedy.
Yeah.
We haven't even said your brother's name. It's T.J. Miller.
Yes.
All right. Just so, like, people are like, because I realize people are probably like, who the fuck is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
T.J. Miller's my brother. He's,
He's also had a great year this year, too.
He's had a great year. Yeah. Silicon Valley's shooting their second season, and
can't
he
wait to see it.
Was the star of Yogi Bear 3D. I know he would want me to plug
yeah.
that.
And Transformers 4.
Yeah, and Transformers 4,
yeah.
which was a real cinematic
gem.
Joy.
Yeah.
so TJ and I are both comedians now, but we both claim Steve Martin as, like, one of our biggest inspirations. When we were, like, being put to bed, we used to sneak out and go watch his hour-long stand-up routine on Laserdisc in my father's room. In my father's movie room, and it's the fun. It's still to this day, I think it's the funniest.
Yeah.
Stand-up special I've ever seen.
Wait, which one? Which
I think the one we used to watch is Wild and Crazy.
Okay. Yeah, I have I have that on my iPod. I love it.
Yeah, it's the only comedy album I have on my iPod because it's the only one I can listen to over and over. It's so good. He was a huge inspiration for me. TJ, I think, was and is more into stand-up. I was more into stand-up when I first came to New York, but it's just kind of, I've not had the time. But C. Martin was, like, our biggest thing. We, like, loved the old-timey SNL's crew with, like, Chevy Chase and John Belushi and Chris Farley. I think my favorites were, like, the Looney Tunes, you know, who
could
really explode on stage and go insane on stage, and it was funny. It was a little terrifying and a little hilarious all at once.
Yeah, I mean, like, no one's ever going to beat John Belushi in my personal...
I know.
Like, Will Ferrell is my favorite person that's ever been on SNL.
Yeah.
But, like, John Belushi, like,
not
everything hit, but it was always so fully committed that it was so beautiful, you know?
Really, really beautiful, yeah. So those guys are the best, my female inspirations. I'm, like, a huge Carol Burnett fan.
I see that.
I even loved, like, I Love Lucy and, like, just that classic comedy and her being kind of so over the top on that show. It was really cool. And I love new contemporary people. Like, I'm a huge Sarah Silverman fan, even though my comedy's not really like her. I love it, and I respect her a lot. Well, I think she's a brilliant stand-up.
I mean, she also, like, opened so many doors, I feel like.
Totally.
Like, I've seen Jesus is Magic maybe 30 times.
It's so good.
Like, I hunted it down in, like, in the movie theater, like, when I was living, like, in North Florida.
Yeah.
And, like, I saw it, like, I think, back-to-back.
Yeah.
And I, like, always know, like, there's something, like, really funny and dark about this person.
Yeah, she's, so funny and dark and weird and true to her voice.
Yeah.
I talk about that a lot. Like, I talk about Yoni, but, like, someone who's that true to their voice and not trying to be super mainstream.
Yeah.
Which, whatever that even means anyways. Like, what comedy is mainstream, that's subjective as well. But, I just think, I don't know, I just think that if you're, you got to do you, and when people kind of are like, I'm going to do it and I'm not going to change until people get that this is the best.
Yeah.
That's very inspiring.
Or even like, this is what I do. Like, yeah. I mean, like, not even necessarily the best.
Yeah, this is just who I am.
Or this is the best of me, you
right.
know?
Right. Totally.
Like, I mean, even like Jeff Dunham, who gets so much shit.
Yeah.
Like, people like him that are not, like, necessarily, like, country bumpkins or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Jim Gaffigan's, like, as mainstream as it gets right now, but he's all, because he doesn't curse or anything like that,
yeah.
but I don't think of him as a mainstream, like, I think of him as a crazy soul comedian, you
yeah,
know?
Totally. I totally agree with that. But I, it just, it's like, I, Mike Helton's been, like, a big, like, eye-opener for me in that he's like, you just have to be true to who you are comedically, and it's gonna be great. Because if you're talented and you work really hard, and you are who you are, something will click. Like, I don't need to be what I'm not. I need to be what I am, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I fully respect and love that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, it's so weird. Because, like, that's a weird thing that you can't, like, that you tell that. Like, you hear that your whole life.
Right.
And, like, I didn't even realize that to, like, who I was until I was, like, 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're still all figuring out who
I mean,
we
I'm still figuring out. I mean, but I, like, hated who I was until I was, like, 18.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm just some weird actor kid.
Yeah.
That can't get a good role.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I think we all struggled, though, growing up. I was just, like, an athlete. That's all I was growing up, you know?
Well, I mean, you're from Denver, so...
From Denver.
Like, that's, like, that place is all, like, crazy athletes.
Yeah. And I was. I was, like, a crazy athlete who was super into sports, and I was varsity in every sport, and, you know, I, like, run... I won a million awards.
What's your favorite sport?
I played lacrosse. Lacrosse was my favorite sport, probably, because I played it in college. But
yeah.
then I playing in college D1 is not fun. So then I was like, I kind of have a bitter taste in my mouth because
oh, that's
of that.
Fun.
It's just like, sure. It was like a job, and my coach
yeah.
was pretty awful. But it was a good learning experience, and I also loved my team, so I don't
oh,
regret
good.
It, and it was great. But I quit my senior year and joined the improv team, and I've never looked back. I've kind of just been like, all right, that's it. Now I want to be a comedian. And I sort of always wanted to be a comedian and do that theater and stuff. And I would, any opportunity in terms of, like, in terms of my team
yeah.
to perform, I would. Like, my favorite parts about being on the lacrosse team were, like, the locker room where I got to, like, dance silly and, like,
yeah.
tell jokes, you know, before games to, like, loosen up the mood. Or, like, bus rides, I would, like, grab the microphone at the big, at the front of the bus and, like, do a stand-up routine, basically. Like... So, I was always trying to perform, no matter where I was.
Is your whole okay, it's gonna be the weirdest thing I've ever asked, but is your whole family, like, crazy, like, funny people?
No, that's not weird to ask. People ask that all the time. My family is
yeah.
very funny. My
yeah.
my father is super witty and, kind of, and very dry, but so funny. And if he could get a Twitter, it would be amazing, but he'll never do it. but he would... win Twitter. He's...
He would win...
Would
I didn't
win
know there
Twitter.
Was a prize for Twitter.
I think there is. If there was, he would win it. but my father's really, really funny. My mom's very funny, but in, like, a slapstick way. She's
yeah.
more, like, silly.
Okay.
Neither of them do anything like what we do. My father's
right.
a lawyer. My mom's a psychologist.
Oh, my God. It's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, but they're both very funny, and our humor definitely comes from them. And then my two sisters are also very funny, and... outgoing, but they don't do, they weren't really ever into theater or performing as much.
Right.
But yeah, my whole family is funny, like, our Christmas dinners or our Thanksgiving dinners are always a real hoot, because there's a lot of us, and it's a lot of huge personalities. But, like, last Thanksgiving, I think, maybe a year ago Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My brother was like, we all have to make up jokes and go around the table. And that was everyone had to, like, come up with puns. And it was like, my nieces had to do it, who just turned 7.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, yeah, it was great. So, pretty fun. A lot of poop humor in the 7-year-old range. That's what they love to do. But it was really fun. I mean, they're really fun. It's also, like, every family has their problems and their insanity.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And we have all of that as well. But... my family is very funny. But TJ and I are just the only ones who now are comedians, which is crazy to have two. I think my mom gets that question the most. She's like, how did you have two kids
that are comedians?
And successful-ish, my brother's killing it. But
you'll be very successful very soon.
We'll see.
Let's put it this way. My New Year's episode last year was 6 years of Made Up.
That's a good episode.
Yeah. So, and that was right before she got on SNL, too. So, you know, you might get an SNL in 2 weeks.
We'll see. Because even though I haven't auditioned, I might.
Lauren Michaels just is walking by right now. Takes out a step ladder.
Lauren Michaels definitely saw the Charles Manson show last night.
How'd that go?
Oh, it was so
awesome. I wanted to see it so badly.
Mark, you would have loved it.
I know I would. Like, do you have no idea how pissed off I was? I was not able to go to that because, I had to see Kiki from Jesse's show last night.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had a chance to see it. And, like, then I heard, but like, I was like, what's the Charles Manson show? I look it up. I'm like, oh, fuck me. That's a good, that sounds amazing.
It was so fun. It was really, really weird and
awesome. Yeah. Was it just, like, balls out weird stuff?
Yeah, balls out, kind of chaos. Murph Meyer, he was, like, the head of it. And Shannon O'Neill was, like, Tex, if you guys know the story of Charles Manson. And he was, like, the best man hosting it. And then the three Charles Manson family girls were in the back. And it was just very...
Who were you in it?
I played his drunk prostitute of a mother, Kathleen Maddox, and I did some real fun prop humor with a giant flask, and it was just so fun. It was so fun.
Was there one, like, on stage the whole show, or?
There were, like, six people that were always on stage, and then, like, each bits would come up. And then we, like, were in the bar before, like, all in character, and we got makeup and full makeup and wigs and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we had an intermission, and everyone came to the bar, and we were, like, in character in the bar, and kind of talked. I was, like, trying to prostitute myself to everyone.
Oh.
It was pretty great. It was really, really fun. But I'm thinking it'll get me on SNL, you know? I think that's
I mean, Lorne Michaels was there, I heard. Like, he was, like, fifth row center.
Yeah, definitely.
By himself. And, had the giant stamp, like, you know. Let's say it's like you're on SNL.
Yeah,
and
that stamp everyone knows.
Yeah, and you know, like with everyone's headshot on a sheet, it just like stamped you.
Approved.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really fun. I wish you'd seen it, and it was pretty insane.
Was it recorded or anything?
No, there's going to be tons of pictures and stuff. But
yeah, I saw like some small photos. And I saw like a very close up of Murph's face.
He looked wonderful. He looked exactly like Charles Manson.
Which is terrifying.
It was terrifying.
Because, like, Murph is, like, one of my favorite people in this community, and, like, I don't think of him as a scary person, so, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
And I saw Morgan Hill photo.
Yeah, she was the ghost of Sharon Tate. Sharon Tate, yeah. Which is so funny and crazy. And it was really, really good, though. It was actually so funny and
was
terrifying.
It packed?
Was that?
Was it crowded?
It was pretty, it was good, and then at intermission a lot of people left because I think they were scared and, like, terrified.
It was a scary show?
I mean, it wasn't scary, but I think people were just like, this is the craziest, I can't watch more Maniacs.
Was there, like, I feel like there must have been, like, a lot of weird nudity in the show.
There was actually no nudity. There was a ton of cussing and...
Of course.
Like, weird stuff, but, I guess people put, like, a skull in their butts.
A skull in their butts?
It's like a tiny baby skull.
Like, I know, I just saw, like, a full, like, skull. Like,
like a baby skull, and, I mean, I think they were miming it, but that happened, and there was some crotch sniffing. People were sniffing other people's crotches.
I mean, that's what happens every bachelor party.
Yeah, you have to. James Dwyer played Marilyn Manson. he was the craziest. So it was fun. It was really, really fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
You went to, so, did you, like, do performing and stuff like that in, like, high school or just, like, straight up sports?
Yeah, so I didn't really get to perform in high school because my life
was
sports.
Was so sports, yeah.
I played four sports in high school.
So lacrosse.
Varsity. I played field hockey, lacrosse, and basketball.
Oh. And what was your position in basketball?
I played everything from guard to forward.
Except for center?
No center. I wasn't ever the center, but I'm like a good shooter, but I'm also tall, so I was on the fence between a guard and a forward. And I also could be a point guard, too, but I was too tall. So I love basketball. That's one of my favorite sports still.
I love it so much. It is my favorite sport. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And And then I played soccer outside of school. So it's just like a huge athlete. And that
right,
was
so like
life.
That took up every season. So
took up every season, and you couldn't really do the play and sports.
Yeah.
Because I was rehearsing every, I was practicing every day after school.
Cool.
And then in the summers, that was like my life too, because I was going to camps and trying
right.
to get recruited and that kind
yeah.
of thing.
Nice.
So it was great though, and I loved it. And then I went to circus camp during the summers too.
Whoa. For like, so you can do all that circus stuff?
Yeah. I have a unicycle hanging in my room, and I can unicycle, and I can juggle, fire and knives, and...
Oh my god.
I can still walk and all that stuff.
Wait, actually, I think Riley Solander told me that he could do this type of stuff once.
Yeah, he probably did.
Because I know that he's, like, a juggler.
Yeah, he can do that stuff too.
He's a really good juggler.
He went to the same camp as me. We never went at the same time, but he went to the same camp.
Because it's with West Coast, so I'm assuming that, like...
Yeah. It's in California, called right. Camp Winter Rainbow. And it's the coolest camp ever. It was run by Wavy Gravy. Do you know who that is?
I've heard the name.
He's a famous clown.
Yeah.
Followed the Grateful Dead. Really, really, just like strung out, weird dude.
Was all like a whole. What is circus camp like?
This circus camp was so hippy dippy, weird. Like people lived in teepees instead of cabins.
What?
Were teepees? Yeah. And then like every morning we'd get up and Wavy Gravy would like chant. And he would, like, bang a, like, circle drum thing, and we would chant. And I went with my brother and I went together.
Yeah.
And we would kind of look at each other and be like, this is crazy, right? What's happening is crazy. But I guess we're going to get into it. And we just kind of got into it. But it was very hippy-dippy, like, free love. These kids were all kids of, like, hippies.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, a lot of people were named, like, Xenon, or, like, people had, like, very weird names. And then people just love circus. It was like
the and the fact that you guys have like the most normal sounding names
exactly.
in the world.
Yeah.
Morgan and TJ.
Yeah. and Xenon, right? Is that crazy?
As no. Kristen Storms actually did go there, right?
What's that?
As Kristen Storms, the girl from Xenon.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, that's a reference
yeah,
right
that's
there.
That's a real reference.
That's a real reference. Oh, boy. I had a crush on her. I'll admit that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? That was a great movie. I love that.
The second one, not so much.
No.
But, yeah.
Yeah. The second one was terrible. The first one was good.
But, man, that's so cool. Like, so it went to the craziest hippie version of, like, a circus camp. That's great. I love it.
It was so cool, man.
There's,
it
like,
was...
a movie in that. Like.
Yeah.
Oh.
There is. I had some real weird experiences in circus camp. And it was so fun to go with my brother. And I was a camper one year, and then I was teen staff the next year. So then TJ and I taught a clowning workshop. And it's just fun. I mean, I love juggling, and the people were really cool and awesome. And I had, like, a summer fling with, like, this guy who was, like, my circus boyfriend. His name was JoJo. And I was, like, it was, like, my first make out at circus camp.
You guys, this is, like, quickly becoming one of the best episodes ever. I should not say this because I love every episode ever recorded. But the fact that your first, like, make out was with a guy named JoJo in circus camp.
Yeah. It was.
I'm sure he's a nice guy and everything. But, like,
oh, he was great. I've, like, since tried to, like, find him on Facebook. He is not on Facebook, I don't think. But just to be like, remember that? Isn't that hilarious? That was a thing that happened to us.
Oh.
Yeah, really funny. But I loved it. I mean, circus camp was so fun. It also had, like, camp aspects. Like, there was a big lake that you
yeah.
could, like, go swimming in and stuff. But for then it also to be, like, instead of archery, it's, like, you can go learn stilt walk. It's so cool.
That's, like, so much cooler than, like, any camp opportunity I ever had.
It was,
like,
I feel very lucky.
I was too afraid to go to sleepaway camp as a kid.
Yeah.
And plus, like, I was, like, in Miami, so, like, all the camps were, like, complete day camps. Like,
right.
I remember once I went to Lego camp for a week.
Yeah.
Which was cool, but,
Lego
like,
camp's
I mean...
cooler than just, like, camp.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. I mean, literally, Lego camp was me building Legos for, like, 6 hours a
yeah.
day. Went to Magic camp once, so that was kind of cool.
Magic camp's cool, right?
Yeah. But, like, I mean, it was all, like, just in downtown Miami and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
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 I mean, it's not, like, anything really cool. I went to Seaquarium a lot, but I don't think there was ever any camp involving the Seaquarium.
Yeah.
Seaquarium was really cool because that's where the TV show Flipper was shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from, like, the 60s.
Oh, yeah, totally. And, of course, like, I know Flipper. That's a great movie.
Yeah. Well, the movie?
I liked the movie.
You really?
Did you like it?
I did not.
You didn't like it?
The movie Flipper from, like, 1994, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I did not like it.
At all.
Like, even as a kid, like, I think, like, because it's really weird. I have, like, a weird history of Elijah Wood. I wanted to be him really, really badly.
Really?
Like, super badly.
Yeah.
Like, this is a stupid fact. I liked the movie North till about, like, a third into it.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, right when I realized I did not like him anymore. Like, I saw the movie North with my family. My dad's like, what's this shit? And my, like, parents, like, I don't think my dad said what's this shit, but, like, he had, like, reaction to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, what?
And, like, even when I talk about North at all now, like, they, like, completely still hate the movie.
Yeah.
And it's, like, so parents are, like, most positive people in the world.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, like, there was a long time where I did not like Elijah Wood.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I loved Paul Hogan, which is even weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Paul Hogan's, like, known as, like, a crazy, like, misogynist, too.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, that movie Flipper, I haven't seen it in a long time.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I did love the movie Andre, though.
I don't know if I ever saw it before.
It was the one with the girl with the seal. The sea lion, okay. The sea lion, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever saw that.
Okay.
I think I liked Flipper, though, as a kid. I don't know, I haven't seen it forever.
I used to watch, like, the TV show version, like, all the time, like, Nick at Night and stuff like
yeah.
that, though, yeah.
Yeah. old movies, you know, that Mark doesn't like. I'm glad we're getting it out. People need to know, Mark.
Okay, yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah, yeah, I'm glad.
Because, like,
I mean, there's movies I don't like just because a lot of things hit the mark doesn't mean everything hits the mark.
That's right.
It's true. Well, God, I just... You know what, I'm like, it's so funny, because part of me is like, maybe it's just, like, stop with the review aspect of the show. I haven't decided, I'm probably not gonna stop, but...
Just keep doing it.
I do what I gotta do.
I think it's a cool part.
I mean, it's nice, because it makes it a little different than just like, hey, let's talk to my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I went to Circus Camp, is what we were talking about, and that was so cool. A lot of really fun experiences from there. But that was, like, the most performing I was doing.
Is there, like, anything circus-related that you're, like, completely scared of?
No.
Or did you, like, do, like, everything?
I did everything, but I wasn't as good at the aerial stuff. Like, I wasn't good at, like, fabric. I'm not super graceful.
I've seen you actually be graceful, too, which is...
Well, I'm athletic.
That's, yeah.
Which is different than, like, having, like, soft hands, you know? I'm not, like, graceful in, like... In a fabric of...
Well, like, for example, like, in the longest Saturday of the year when you did the flip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, that was not graceful. That was more athletic than graceful.
That was so crazy.
You just randomly flipped in a bar
scene. I just did a round-off. Yeah. That was really fun.
And you got an applause break.
Yeah. That was really fun. Oh, so silly.
It
matched. It worked. I thought it worked.
It actually really worked for that character.
Yeah. But no, I think I'm athletic more than I'm graceful. So I wasn't ever really good at the aerial stuff. But I was never scared of anything. And I also did magic. I used to love magic, like you said. And I also used to do... I was in, like, yo-yo competitions.
Oh, sweet.
I was super into yo-yo, too.
Yeah, like,
so I was definitely, like a very weird... Like, I was cool and athletic, but, like, I loved circus and, like, yo-yos. Like, I kind of wanted to do everything.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Cool. So, what brought you to Duke?
Lacrosse.
Like...
I got recruited there, and they, like, gave me a scholarship. And
because Duke is, like, you know, that's known as a cool school, you know.
It's a great school.
And it's also, like, far away from Denver.
Yeah. Well, I was looking to be far away from Denver. Because I was, like, ready to move out. I was just, like, I think college is an experience where you should just move out and kind of go be an adult.
Yeah.
But, like, so I was definitely wanted to go out of state. I knew that going into it. And then I wanted to go somewhere academically really, really good.
And that's Duke.
Yeah, and so I was actually looking, I was really close to going to Princeton, but I was looking at Princeton, Stanford, and Duke. That's where I was being recruited, and Duke just fit. It was, like, beautiful weather, the girls were cool, like, the team was awesome.
Yeah.
I just loved everything about it. The academics were really strong, and when I went to camp, I just kind of knew. I was like, this is where I want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I went there, and I didn't love lacrosse there, but I loved everything else. I loved the school, I loved people, I loved my team, I loved my improv group there.
Did you get an improv, like, immediately, or...?
So I tried out my freshman year, and they were like, you just can't do both. Like, you can't be an athlete. There isn't enough time.
Because, yeah, you said senior year is when you really fell into it, so...
Yeah, so I was really bummed, and I was really sad about that, because I wanted to be able to do both. And then I tried out my senior year, and they'd never taken a senior ever, and they took me on, which was really great.
That's cool.
It was so cool. And kind of had a new family of, like, 11 dudes and a girl.
Sounds about right, unfortunately, but yeah.
And DUI was such an amazing experience. Those guys are so talented and wonderful. And that kind of made me fall in love with improv. We did short form only.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Which was in college.
Yeah.
And I love short form, and I have no, I love it. I think it's a really wonderful art form. It's very different than long form, but I love it.
Yeah.
And we did some sketch stuff, and that team was just awesome. We used to sell out, like, 1,000-person theaters.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, people loved it. People really liked our group.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's, like, in doubly twofold really cool, like, for in my mind, because, you know, like, I come from a theater background, and my college had a really nice theater, but it was only, like, 500 seats.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, a brand new theater. So, like, yeah. And, like, Theater Strike Force at Gainesville, like, sold that out. Like, they had, like, one big show every year.
Yeah.
And I never got to Theater Strike Force because I was only at UF for 2 years just trying to finish up my diploma.
Right.
Although I have friends, people from there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I'm just amazed that you guys, wow, 1,000 seats doing improv. Shit.
Yeah. It was on Parents Weekend, and everyone would bring their parents, and so it was, like, 1,000 people watching us, like, do some fun gimmicky short form and, like, loving it. People loved it.
What's your favorite short form game?
Oh, that's hard.
That's a question I've never asked before.
That's a good question. See, I think my favorite was Pan Left, Pan Right.
Okay, I think I know that one.
And I think I liked it most because it was the most long form of short form, weirdly.
Yeah.
It was the one where you would, like, be in a square with people,
four
people in a square, and then someone would be like, pan left, and you would do a different scene.
Right, there's four different scenes.
Yes, four different scenes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
You would, like, switch left, and then if it came back to your scene, you could either start from where you were or, like, do a time dash.
Right.
So, yeah. So that, it was the most long form, but I think I liked that one the most because you were given the most freedom to do characters.
Yeah.
So that's probably what I liked. But I also loved, I don't love the guessing ones.
Yeah, those are a little annoying because, like, they're
annoying.
Really specific normally.
Yeah.
Or it's like, you're turning into a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's like, turning into a dog while becoming an engineer of a train in 1943.
Exactly. It's like, okay, now bring another person who has to guess that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. Yeah, I didn't love the guessing ones, but I loved, like,
there was
Should Have Said, which is the one where you press a bell.
Yeah.
Say something different. I liked that.
I forget the name. There was, like, it was a variation of, like, the stand, sit, or, like, the
yes.
one.
Yes,
but,
love.
Like, there was one, they did one where it was a head and bucket also.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, we've done that.
Yeah, like, a head of, like, bucket of, like, ice, and, like, they were like, oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I never did that, but it was really fun to watch. So.
Yeah, we've done that. We also did, I love Spit Take. Which was, you just would have water in your mouth and do spit takes during it. That one's fun. And also, we used to do on our big show, and I never did it, but we used to do mousetrap one.
Really?
We set up a whole blanket of mousetraps, and then people were blindfolded and had to do a scene. Yeah.
That's, like, more mean than funny, though.
Isn't that crazy?
It's hilarious.
It's
but
scary.
Like,
people are like, no!
Oh, no, that's terrible. Like, you know, like, all the mousetraps go off, and, like, yeah.
Yeah. And they would do it where, like, they would have to, like, roll on the ground in a scene or something. Like, yeah.
That's, like, legitimately scary to me.
I know.
That's, like, not, like, that's, like.
That's not.
That's, like, improv for, like weird, like, Japanese game shows. That's,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
That is, like, a weird Japanese game show, actually, yeah.
Very weird. But people used to love it. They were they get so scared. But usually the guys did that. I never wanted to be, like, mouse trapped on my feet.
Oh.
Yeah, no. But one's fun. Yeah, one in the bucket is so crazy, too.
Yeah, because, like, everyone gets wet, and it's, like, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what brought you to New York?
Comedy.
I figured that.
Yeah, so my brother grew up in the Chicago scene.
Right.
And so I didn't want to go to Chicago. I wanted to kind of make my own name for myself and go somewhere that my brother wasn't and kind of do my own thing and, like, really do comedy for me, not, like, in the shadows of TJ.
And also, like, you moved here how many years ago?
3.5 years ago.
And so he wasn't, clearly he wasn't as big of a name here as he is now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not really a name. He was. I mean, he was still doing stand-up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not, I wasn't like, in a bad way.
No. But you're right.
Like, you're right. Yogi Bear was like the biggest thing he did at that point. I think
Cloverfield too.
Oh yeah, Cloverfield. Yeah, yeah.
His first thing.
Right. Which I saw someone puke in front of me when I saw the movie.
No way.
I'm not even joking. I love that movie to death. Like, Cloverfield is a fucking incredible movie.
Yeah.
And actually, oddly enough, sealed me for wanting to move to New York.
Oh yeah.
Because I saw like when I was in Gainesville still, and like someone like. In the row right in front of me when the helicopter's spinning. It's like, oh, God. Blah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, it made a lot of people nauseous.
Your brother was great in it, too.
He was very funny. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, New York was...
Yeah, it was different than TJ. And, like, he was a name in Chicago. Like, right. He was a Chicago dude.
Yeah.
He did I.O., he did Second City, he was on Second City Touring Company. And then he, like, got a TV show... very short-run show called Carpoolers. And
yeah, I used to watch it.
That's great. That's my favorite thing my brother's done, I think. Well, no. I love Silicon Valley, too, but...
I also am a really big fan of She's Out My League.
Yeah, he's great in that.
Yeah. this is not his podcast. If he ever wants to be on it, let him know. I'll glad I have mine.
There you go.
Yeah.
So he went straight to L.A. He eventually wanted to come to New York because he loves New York.
Yeah, New York's the shit.
He kind of just skipped it because he kind of needed to go to L.A. for TV and film so quickly. And he was in Chicago for 4 years, I think, and then moved to L.A. So I kind of felt like New York was like free stomping ground.
Yeah, yeah.
For like a new Miller. And so
the new Miller.
The new Miller coming to town. So I moved here, and I started doing UCB right away.
Who was your first teacher?
My one-on-one teacher is Nate Dern.
Great teacher.
Such a great teacher.
And great dude, too. So.
Yeah. It was such a good intro to improv and comedy at UCB. It was really, really fun. I remember it just being so fun. So, like, low pressure, so fun.
One-on-one is, like, so great about that. Like,
I know.
Like, I had Gabrus for my one-on-one teacher.
Oh, great.
And, like, I mean... another fully supportive, great teacher, you know?
Right.
So, like, yeah, I love it. Like, yeah.
It's so fun. You get such a weird crew of, like, whoever wants to try.
Especially a 101. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mine was, like, mainly actors.
Yep.
And, like, I think, like, a banker and, like, a radio engineer.
Yeah, I think I had, like, a businessman who was doing it to help, like, his public speaking.
Okay.
And, like, a couple of old women actors who were weird. It was so weird and fun. I loved my one-on-one class. And Nate Dern was awesome to introduce it.
And did you go through, like, immediately, like, really fast, or...?
Yeah, I did. I did it. I was kind of on the fast track with UCB. I did an intensive for 201, and then the other two I did just...
Normal.
And then got into advanced study. I was, like, terrified to apply.
It took me three tries. I understand about being terrified. Yeah.
Yeah, and got into advanced study and did like one ASH or two advanced study heralds, and then I was in Suck My Dick. And
still one of my favorite shows I've ever seen at the theater. I only saw it once, but because I had to go to Florida for a play. But
it was a really great class. Suck My Dick 2 was awesome. And then in the middle of that performance class, I got put on Lloyd.
Yeah.
On the short-lived team, Bloody Mary.
I've got your own Bloody Mary for, like, a second.
For a hot second.
Yeah.
For, like, a month and a half, 2 months. And then...
Well, Bloody Mary really wasn't that short-lived of a team when you really think...
It was Spooky Ghost, and then we changed for just...
Right, because a lot of people for Spooky Ghost got to Harold Knight or were cut.
Yeah.
Right?
Crazily, yeah. Yeah. But that team... also is one of my favorite teams I've ever been on, even though it was so short, because I met some unbelievably talented, awesome people.
Yeah.
Who I just really clicked with, like, super well.
Yeah.
That team was just really, really cool. And since then, like, Ben Warhite has, like, he, like, got me in a sketch. Blown up. Yeah, and he got me in a sketch on Seth Meyers, so that was, like, cool.
Nice.
And he's just, like, good connection to have. Like, Molly Gaby's a really good performer.
She's my longest-term friend in this community.
Yeah.
We know each other since high school, so.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's from
Yeah, we both are Palmetto Panther alums.
There you go. Yeah, she's great. And, and Jonah Bradley, of course. Those guys were kind of just, like, straight just up my friends.
Genius, good people.
Geniuses who, like, I just really clicked with.
Yeah.
And wish that team had lived a little bit longer.
But I mean, like, your next team, which is...
was amazing. The first all-women's team at UCB.
And all brave, amazing performers.
Yeah. That was a very cool team to be on. It's something very different to be on an all-women team.
Who was your... Shannon Coach Sheffers.
Shannon Coach, yes. Yeah.
The whole time, or just...
For most of it. For, like, 9 months... something like that.
Ran you guys together a year, right?
We were together a year.
Yeah.
And then...
That's kind of what's a big shakeup, too.
Yeah.
Where guys were introduced.
Yeah. Shannon coached us, and then Sean Diston coached us.
Oh, gosh.
So we had some great coaches.
Yeah. How did it feel looking at... Like, I always like to ask, like, what was it like when Nate called you and was like, hey, I want to put you on Bloody Mary?
It was really unbelievable. I cried, and I called my mother, and I was crying. My mother was crying, and I called my brother crying, and he was, you know, screaming how excited he was. I mean, it was a huge deal. It sounds cheesy and whatever, but, like, it was a huge deal. And,
No, it's a huge deal.
It was crazy. It was, and I also got called, like, not after an audition. Like, I got
right, you were playing, like, in, like, the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah.
So it was weird. I wasn't expecting it at all.
Did you ever have, like, a callback before, or?
I was called in for the,
The invite.
Okay. The invite only. And I auditioned, and I didn't get on.
Okay.
And, I thought I had a really not very good audition. And was just, you know, torn up and sad, but I was like, I've only auditioned once, like, calm down. You'll be fine. And then kind of out of nowhere, got put on. In the middle of between auditions, and was just like over the moon. I mean, it was one of the biggest highlights of my comedy career, and will probably be forever because it's your first big break.
It's a huge thing.
Yeah, and it was so cool and so unexpected, and you know, I remember calling them, and I called Mike and my friend Jack, and I was just like crying and like. Just, like, the most excited.
Yeah.
It's so cool and so wonderful. And Nate had left the message, and I still have a message on my phone.
Yeah, it's those things. If I ever get one of those messages, I'm never going to probably delete it.
Yeah. I have that one, and I have the one where I moved up to Herald. Both still on my phone.
We'll get there in a second.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Don't worry, we'll get there. I have a weird, because I've never talked to anyone that was on Detroit the whole time about this.
Yeah.
What was it like when, like, the guys got introduced? Because, like, I know it was a slightly weird controversial thing for the rest of the community. Like, not in a bad way, but like, oh, wow, this all-girl team has introduced guys.
Yeah, I think it was, Mike got put on, and that was just, like...
Well, yeah, and, like, that's awesome. And, like, Pat Regan and Tim Platt, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't know Pat and Tim very well at all. But Mike was, like, my best friend, so for him to get put on was insane. It was like, I get to be on the team with my best friend. That's insane. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I just also, we were like, that was, like, our dream. He was like, what if I got put on Detroit? You know, and I'm like, it's an all-girls team. I don't know if it'll ever happen. And then it happened. So it was pretty insane and very cool. But that team just, like, didn't, I think it was, like, such a shakeup for us that we never could, like, really click.
Fully gel again?
Yeah, I think so. We've gone through a lot as a team of just Detroit. And then, like, Glenn getting moved up was, like, weird, and, like, we were so happy for her. But then, like, getting all these guys, it was just, like, a lot happened. Like,
yeah,
people left, people didn't want
to. Because Clara, you dropped out.
Yeah, so it was just, like, a weird mix of, like, why we got shaken up. So that was really weird in and of itself, and I think we just could never, like, kind of get really back in the groove of things as, like, a mixed team. But I think we had a couple really good shows, and I think we were also, like...
And it's still fun, too, because,
yeah,
like,
totally.
I mean, I've only seen Tim Platt perform once, but, I mean, like, I'm very familiar with how Mike Kelton and Pat Regan perform. They're both very fun players.
Yeah. Oh, the team was super talented. I think we just weren't gelling, and I think Detroit had a lot of... history that was, like, weird. So that, and, like, these guys didn't really know the history.
Okay.
So, like, they came on, like, trying to be, like, cool and excited about stuff, and we were all kind of weirded out by, like, what had happened and how that kind of team played out. And then we, like, were only a team together for not that long.
Right.
A couple months.
Yeah.
And then kind of all got split up and everyone went everywhere.
Yeah.
So, but I I liked it. I liked having guys on the team. It felt cool, and I kind of had missed that a little bit. Because an all-girls team is great, but it's a lot of girls.
Yeah. Like, it was... Because most of Detroit's original lineup was from Suck My Dick, too.
Yeah, all of us except Alex Dixon.
Yeah.
But yeah. Because so we were kind of already, like, a unit. Yeah. It was cool. It was very cool. It's hard. I have such very mixed feelings about being, you know, with the first all-women's team. I thought we had a lot of pressure on us to be something. And
but you guys rose to the occasion.
Yeah, because we really were great. And it was such a fun team. But you also kind of were like, oh, am I just part of, like, this, like, gimmick of a team?
Yeah,
it's, like,
yeah.
All women. And, but in the end, like, I look back on it very fondly. I loved that team. I thought it was such a cool thing to be a part of the first all-women's team.
Yeah.
And thought we really had some killer stuff going on towards the end of our run there. And I loved it. It was, you know, my longest Lloyd team, so I loved it.
So how did it feel like once got moved to the good old Herald?
Another huge day.
Which I assume that phone call was from... Was it from Nate? Oh, yeah.
Still Nate.
Yeah.
And, it was amazing. I mean, I was just, like, so wanting it and so excited and so just, like, ready. I was like, I think I'm ready. I feel really ready to be on the whole team. And so when I got the call, I was like, oh, everything feels right. And, like, this is going how I want it to go. So that, it was just, like, it felt really, really great.
And did you know, like, the lineup immediately of the team, or was it?
I did it. I didn't know the lineup until...
Because you're on, like, oh, really? Like, why did you call? Because everyone, it was, like, at least their second Herald team, right?
Yeah.
Except for you.
Yep. At least their second.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's, like, third or fourth. Like, because I know, like, Riley was, when he was on there, Pat.
Yeah. When I got who I was on a team with, I was like, whoa. Whoa.
It's a veteran team.
Yeah, I'm joining some vets and some all-stars here, and that is so cool. I'd never played with any of them. They'd all only been coaches of mine.
That's so cool.
So that was, like, and so cool.
What's also really cool about that team, like, one of the things I will always love about Smalls, I mean, Smalls is never, like, Smalls is one of those teams where I like to, like, they're a really good, you guys are such a good team. But, like, what I love about you guys so much is, like, you guys are kind of like how rocks are. Like, how you just throw it to the wall, and what's going to be funny is going to be really funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Like, that's what I like about you guys, and I like watching teams that are not afraid to be weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. It's a great team. It's, like, it's a supportive team. It's a killer team. It's funny. It's, like, we just gel really well, I think. But yeah, when I saw the lineup, I was like, whoa, man, I better rise up here, you know, because
these You've definitely brought it.
These are some really killer players,
I've
you know.
I've seen like three or four small sets, and every time I'm like, these are like, this is not always the best improv, but it's always like the easiest, funnest improv to watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I love watching like where this team is going. It's like making me very happy. Like, I think it was your cage, was it cage match where you guys did kind of like a Spokane?
Yeah.
And, like, you were, like, hanging from a pipe?
Yeah. Like, George, like, started doing monkey stuff, and I was like, I'm going to do it, too.
Yeah. And it was just, like, this beautiful, bizarre 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I've seen you guys do, like, three or four Heralds now, and, like, I love it. Like, I just love it. Like, I just, like, I love the hardcore commitment. I love, like, the fact that, yes, like the full-on yes and.
Yeah.
It's, like, not even just, like, yeah, let's do this. It's, like, no, we're doing this.
Yeah.
And we're going to enjoy doing this. Like, I mean, the fucking longest Saturday night of the year was, like, perfect. Everyone just brought so hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it was super fun. Yeah, so I think I was, like, I wasn't as, like, I didn't, I was as joyful. I wasn't as, like, shocked and, like, crying as Lloyd.
Yeah.
But I was super joyful and excited. And
how was your first Harold night?
So fun.
Did you get the suggestion?
Yeah. I got the suggestion. I don't remember what it was. But I do remember having, like, one line that made everyone break.
On the team?
On the team. And that was, like, okay, I can hold my own with these big boys. You know, where I was, like, I'm nervous, man. I was backstage. And I was like, I'm trying to bring it with, like, The best.
People have been on Howling for 2 years or longer.
People who I was like, these people are, like, Casey Jones I'd never even met, and I was just like, that's just a fucking real funny dude. And
he is
like,
so fucking funny.
So funny. Everyone. I mean, honestly, it's every single person I think that about.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, well, here we go. And I had a line, and everyone after was like, was the funniest thing I've ever heard. And I was like, I can hold my own. But it was so fun. That theater, it's like nothing else, you know?
It really is. It really is.
The energy is unbelievable. Every show I feel nervous before and lucky to be going on there and excited. And with Smalls, I'm, like, excited at every show. I'm just like, what's going to happen? And I have so much fun on the back line. I laugh genuinely so much. I think my team is so funny and talented. So it's been amazing. Herald Night's so awesome. I mean, if you go as an audience member, you know.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I love going. I barely am able to go, I feel like. But, I love going.
Yeah, it's so fun.
I mean, I used to go, like, literally every week when, like, Sandino was up.
Yeah.
When you're new at improv, you see Howl Night as much as you can.
Right.
And, like, you still see it as often. I still see it as often as I can, but, it's not like, no, Tuesdays are out of the question for work. It's like,
sure.
Like, I mean, what I love right now about all the Herald teams is they're all, like, not afraid to have fun.
Yeah.
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 Like, it's so funny, because, like, at Long Island Ideas, the first time I saw Greg perform.
Yeah.
I never seen Greg perform.
Well, there you go.
In, like, almost the year that they've been around.
Yeah.
And, like, it was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, every team brings it in their own way, and it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's really fun. It's a good crew right now. I think the teams are doing really fun stuff. And Long Island Night was really fun. I mean, it's such
Did
fun
you watch the whole show, or?
I didn't. I was in and out, only because I think if I had watched all the ones before mine, I don't know if I could have done a good Herald.
Yeah, that's you guys a lot were to watch. Late.
Yeah, we were second to last. So. But I watched a couple. It was, like, really fun.
Yeah.
And I love, you know, the gimmicky fun stuff that people were doing. I loved Grammer doing, the kissing
stuff.
That was
so funny. Watching Ryan, well, he was moving those pots.
Yeah.
Carefully.
Yeah, so funny.
And Iggins doing their eggnog improv set.
That was really great. Yeah.
That was great, yeah.
It was a really fun night. Yeah, I don't know. I love Herald Night, and it's, I feel lucky to be a part of it and excited to perform every Tuesday with those cats. It's really cool.
Can we talk about the Kardashian thing that you're doing?
Yeah, let's talk about
it.
It's called Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And
So Kardashian, like, what does that mean? Like,
so it's a pun, of course. Yeah. And Mike and I play the Kardashian sisters. And it's basically pretty absurdist, weird stuff where every episode ends with someone having a rash. A really bad rash. So it's pretty great. It's really one of my favorite things. I think it is the favorite thing, the funniest and probably my favorite thing I've ever made. And Mike and I are in the middle of editing, and every time we edit, I laugh so hard that my face hurts. And it's the funniest parts, which I hope we'll release as teasers, are like us trying to be serious about it and like Lou, and we both got, like, full drag queen to do our makeup, like, full drag.
Oh, my God, Mike is very
Mike's
scary.
Full drag, very scary.
Mike is a very handsome, good-looking dude, and he's a very scary, good-looking woman.
Yes, he's a very scary woman, definitely. And it's just us kind of being serious, and Lou Gonzalez shot it and directed it, and he would be like, okay, guys, take two of, like, da-da-da-da, and then to see the insanity that ensued. It's so funny. So
how many episodes?
Four.
Okay.
Four episodes.
Are they all, like, 2 minutes piece, or?
Yeah, the first one's, like, 3-something, but they're all under 3 other than that. The first episode's longer than the other ones. But they're very insane and very weird and very absurd, and I just love them. And I think we're going to release them on YouTube, but I think we might try and pitch them to maybe some places before we do that, because why not? I think it's good enough.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I think it should live on, like, Adult Swim. Like, it's that kind of crazy.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, I can't wait to release it. It's been really fun. It's hard to edit. Mike, it's our first time editing together, and so it's hard to find time and stuff like that. But
yeah, I mean, you guys are both insanely busy people.
Yeah, like, touring and stuff. But It'll be released at the end of January. I'm so excited. And you guys can check out pictures, like, on my Instagram and stuff,
too. Yeah, like, I mean, I saw that, like, promo photo that you guys posted on Facebook. I was crying with laughter.
Yeah.
I'm like, so it's excited. So hard. Like, it's so hard to make me, like, cry with laughter from a photo.
Yeah.
Like, a photo. Like, not the movie. Just a photo. Like,
yeah. It's great.
Mike looks a lot like the scary Kardashian sister.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really funny. Mariola's in it, and Aaron Jackson plays Bruce Jenner, which is pretty hilarious.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And Mariola plays Khloe. Or, no, Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay.
And Mike's Khloe, and I'm Kim. And it's pretty fun. It's really, really fun. I can't wait to release the teasers and stuff, too. So, we have a lot coming out.
Nice. That's good to hear. Cool. Getting ready to wrap up.
Okay,
because
cool.
We're getting close to wrapping up. Let's talk about Morgan Miller. People might not know that you're okay sharing. Or you're, like, super open book person anyways. But, like, you know, like, what's something that they're like, yeah, it's just something cool about me.
God, we talked about so much cool stuff.
I know.
God, that's such an on-point question. I guess I'm never scared to talk about, like, I struggle with depression and stuff like that. And I go to therapy once a week. And, I think it's like, you know, as an artist, you're like a tortured soul.
It's really sucky, like, in that regard. Mm-hmm. I fully, yeah.
Yeah, and I think I get scared to talk about that, and I used to never want to tell people that I was on medication or anything like that.
Yeah.
I kind of am not any more scared about that.
Yeah.
And that's, like, fun about me, and recently in the past couple of years, I've been dating women, and I date men and women, and I have a wonderful girlfriend now. So that's, like, an interesting thing.
Great person.
My stand-up's been really fun lately, doing a lot of, like, bisexual weird stand-up material.
I mean, and that's so weird, because, like, I feel like there's so few, like, comedians that are, like, bisexual.
Yeah, exactly.
Or at least, like, open about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I was always, like, very weird about it, and I didn't, because I was, like, in that respect, it's, like, a lot of people don't know if bisexuality is a real thing or whatever. But, like, I never lived a lie.
I don't understand people think that it's not a real thing, like, whatever. That's my personal opinion about that, but...
Yeah, but I never lived a lie. Like, I dated men all growing up, and then when I moved to New York, I was just like, oh, I think I'd like to try dating women. And then I did, and I loved it, and I've been, like, attracted to both ever since, but been with my girlfriend a year and a half now, and we're super happy.
Yeah.
And she's awesome and hilarious.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that's, like, cool about me. Those are some two things I can open up.
I think those are pretty fucking cool facts.
Cool, man.
Yeah, cool. What about things looking forward to that do not involve you, like plugs for other things?
That don't involve me?
Yeah. Like a movie, like things that you're looking forward to.
Weirdly, I'm really excited about Into the Woods, the movie.
I can't wait. I literally think I'm going to go see a midnight showing tomorrow night.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Christmas Day, I gotta go.
Like, that's one of my favorite musicals of all time.
Me too.
I'm a giant Sondheim geek.
Yeah.
Like, I heard they messed with some stuff, but it sounds like it's for the better.
Yeah. Because
every review I've ever read, it's like 3.5-4 stars.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that means it's still dark and adult how it should be.
Yeah.
And still apparently really effective.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm also really excited to see James Corden as the baker.
Yeah.
Because that's a great role for him.
Totally. And I love Meryl Streep.
Did you see the production in the park, like, 2 years ago?
No, I wish.
It was so good.
Was it so good?
It was so good.
The thing about New York, man, too much good stuff to see.
It really is. I don't like that, but I love it at the same time.
I know. Like, it's like last night, even. I, like, really wanted to see you on a show, like, so bad.
Yeah.
It's like I already have a show, or, like, something else is happening.
Yeah. And you're, like, super disgustingly busy in the best possible way.
Best way, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm excited for, what else? What other fun things are coming out? I guess I'm excited for Silicon Valley second season.
The way the first season ended is perfect. I also can't wait to see how they deal with the
Right. The death of, yeah.
Yeah, because that guy is an amazing. I seen him on stage, and he's amazing.
Amazing.
Like, I've seen, like, it's so
funny. Tough loss for the cast.
Really huge tough. Loss. Like, it's amazing how they dealt with it in the season.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, like, that guy was a great New York stage actor. And, like,
yeah.
I saw him, and I thought only just one show. I saw him, like, in two different shows that were completely different from what he was doing in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And Silicon Valley is the best satire on TV right now.
Oh, I think so, too. It's really, really great.
Your brother is brilliant in that, too.
I love him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That, what else? I think I'm excited for the second season of Guy Code, because my friend Mateo Lane just got
pulled. Yeah.
And he's, like, the first gay guy to be put on. So I'm really excited about
that. Well, that's
exciting. It's very exciting. Very cool. Check out Mateo Lane. He's a brilliant comic. And yeah, those are what I'm looking for.
All right, so what about plugs for you? Twitter, Tumblr, shows, etc.
Yeah, MorganMiller17 is all my stuff. Check me out on Vine, Twitter.
Were you 17 when you got that?
I was number 17 in college.
Oh, okay.
So I don't love it, but it's got to stick now because I've had so much on that. Yeah. But yeah, so MorganMiller17, my website, MorganMillerComedy.com. Has all my shows and all the stuff that's coming out.
And if you're in San Diego, you gotta catch the Millers.
Yeah, the Millers will be performing in San Diego. Check that out. And check out Kardashians. That's what I'm super, super
excited about. I really can't wait to see that.
Yeah. And I'll be all over the country with Turco come January.
Yeah.
So check me out if you're all around.
Like, honestly, even if it's the other team, like, no matter what, you see Turco is really in awesome shape right now.
Yeah.
Like, really Vanguard did a really great job casting, like, and directing.
Yeah, like, he's been awesome.
He's the man. Like, I have nothing but love that guy. I was in an improvised play in October, and that was, like, the best experience of my whole improv career.
Totally.
So, like, that guy is an amazing teacher, and... Yeah, I cannot plug enough Turco, because I think everyone's awesome in Turco.
Thank you so much. It's been the coolest thing to be a part of, and the most fun, and I've made some unbelievable friends, and get to do hour-and-a-half-long shows, which is, it's amazing.
It's still, mainly long-form, though, right?
Or it's all long-form.
Yeah. It's a YasCat style, right?
We do an interview.
Yeah.
And then the second half, we, ask for text messages. That, real text messages from people and do a montage off of
them. Oh, that's so cool.
So cool.
I love it. Ah, it makes me happy.
I know.
you're really smiling. Yeah, I am.
Yeah. I am too. It makes me so. I have nothing but fond, amazing memories about Turco, and I can't wait for this coming travel season. So it'll be fun. We'll be all over the country.
Nice.
There you go.
What about, okay, cool. I almost just asked you for a plug, so you just plug all of your stuff.
Plug all my stuff.
Yeah, my brain is going off right now. This is bad. It's fine. At MarkLevy85 is my Twitter. If you want to email
the
show...
Were you 85 when you made it?
Well, no, I'm from 85.
Got it.
Yeah.
But you weren't 85 years old when
you... No, well, I mean, maybe I did and hopped in a time machine, you know. I'm actually, 90 years old.
You look great.
Thank you. Thank you. Instead of looking terrible for 29, I look great for 90.
There you go. I never said that. I think you look great for
26. Oh, thank you very much. I think you look great for 26.
Thank you very much.
If you want to email the show, that just got really weird.
I loved it.
If you want to email the show, hchampod@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you guys. I'm looking forward to trying to coach more. I really like coaching a lot. And I haven't coached in a little bit of a while, but, I've had some really good experiences, and I've had some fun with some teams, and I really want to continue doing that. I want to say I'm going to put the script that I wrote for the 24-Hour Play Festival up online, because, unfortunately, the footage was really, really, really bad, because I was holding the camera and laughing too hard while holding the camera. Plus, you can't hear the dialogue because everyone was laughing too hard. But I'm going to have the finished version of the script online. So if you want to read it, or possibly produce a really fun short Christmas play called Tender and Mild. That's not tender or mild. It's a little tender, but not mild. Email hchampod@gmail.com. Morgan, this has been incredible, and I'm so happy.
Mark, thank you for having me. This is such a great podcast. I'm really glad you do it. I'm so glad you invited me to do it. I'm excited to hear the episode and to listen to it more in the future.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'll see you guys in 2015. Happy.